The Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs will face off tonight in Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. The Cubs made a comeback after trailing 3-1 in the series. Here's Cubs fan Larry Overstreet, who drove from Chicago to Cleveland to watch the game.
This is historic for our club. After 108 years of a drought, this is just historic. It's just everything's going to be really crazy if they win out on it.
Joining us now via Skype is Cheryl Ray Stout, sports reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you doing, Jeremy?
Doing well. And Rick Jackson is with us as well, host at WCPN Idea Stream in Cleveland, so we can have a nice, fair discussion. Hi, Rick. Welcome back to you.
Hi, Jeremy. Good to hear you.
Okay, so let's start with Chicago, Cheryl, since you guys won last night. And by the way, I'll put it out there that you're straight reporters. We don't want to say that you're a fan of one team or the other. But Cheryl, what's the feeling among Cubs fans right now?
Optimistic, because they were concerned going into last night's game, and they saw their offense exploded last night, and they're encouraged about tonight.
Encouraged? That's it? That's the best you can do for Chicago today? I would think the bars are already full at this point.
Jeremy, they're probably going nuts.
And Rick, what about in Cleveland? I mean, they had a 3-1 lead in this series, and now it's tied up.
You know, Jeremy, this is Cleveland. In our sports history, people know we don't lose like regular folks. It's got to be epic. It's got to be so gut-wrenching it gets its own name for posterity. That said, the mood of Cleveland's one of cautious optimism. I've heard opinions from fans that their faith is in pitcher Corey Kluber, that the Cubs maybe exhausted themselves fighting back from down 3-1. The Indians were embarrassed last night. They'll play with fire. So overall, it's surprisingly upbeat.
One of the storylines kind of heading into this World Series when it comes to Cleveland was this was the year that LeBron brought the Cavaliers to their championship, first time in a long time that Cleveland has had a sports championship, and now this could be the second time. Are people thinking about LeBron right now as they go head into this last game of the World Series?
It's kind of interesting the fact that twice the World Series game and a Cavaliers game have been playing side by side simultaneously. It's been 20 weeks since the Cavaliers won their title. The support they have shown their baseball brothers has been remarkable. Even last night, they hosted a watch party for 20,000 people at their arena, and the teams really have rallied. A lot of Cavaliers, after their game last night, went to a private box and sat at Progressive Field and watched the rest of the baseball game.
Well, Cheryl, I guess the underdog in this case would still be the Cubs, because it's very difficult, it's very unusual for a team to be down by so much and then come all the way back and win the World Series. What do the Cubs have to do tonight?
They have to play the way that they played last night. They have to play attacking the ball from the first inning on. But this is such an exciting time. Game 7, you can't ask for a better time of year matchup. It's going to be the greatest game I think we'll ever see.
Well, especially with this very divisive election, it's like the one nice thing that's going on at the same time is at least there's something else to watch.
The violence in Chicago. I mean, it's been so overwhelming what's going on in Chicago. This is just kind of a little respite away from it.
Rick, what are tickets going for right now for the game? And if you wanted one, could you still get one if you were willing to pay a lot of money?
If you're willing to pay a lot. We've seen numbers about $19,500 for one of the best seats. Average price last night after the game jumped to about $4,700. That said, if you walked by the downtown airport, not Cleveland Hopkins International, but the small airport, there were lots of planes coming in yesterday from Illinois. So a lot of people were buying those tickets and coming in. We've been surprised by how many Cubs fans have been here that have forked out the big money. We saw it with Toronto. It's just as bad with Chicago.
Besides the biggest celebrity, which of course is Scott Simon, who else has been able to? Who are the celebrities we're going to see in the stands tonight? Cheryl, I'll go back to you.
Number one is Bill Murray.
Right.
And Bill Murray last night did a great thing. There was a Cub fan that drove in from Indianapolis, was trying to get a ticket, couldn't get a ticket, and he walked by her and he gave her a ticket, and it ended up sitting right next to him in the stands. How wild is
that? Wow. And Rick, what about a Cleveland celebrity besides LeBron, of course? Who else is?
Besides LeBron and the rest of the Cavaliers, Drew Carey gets a lot of play here. He's a native and he was cited last night. But a lot of people were surprised at some of the folks that came in from around the country. I know Kurt Busch, the NASCAR driver, is a Chicago fan, but he was here.
And we know that John Hamm was at one of the games wearing a Cardinals hat.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? So let's just fast forward to tomorrow, and let me ask you, Cheryl, first, if the Cubs win, what's going to happen in Chicago?
I think it'll be a party that'll last till next spring training. it will go on and on and on. I think they are waiting and willing and just wanting to explode, and that's what's going to happen.
And what if they lose?
A lot of people will be in depression and at their psychiatrist's couches.
And Rick, what about Cleveland? What if they win tonight? What's it going to be like tomorrow?
If they win, the party will start tonight and just continue on. I think we showed 20 weeks ago with the Cavaliers that we're kind of a polite city. We had 1.3 million turnout by some estimates for the Cavaliers parade and no trouble, one arrest. So I think we're expecting the same kind of thing when the Indians
and
win.
And if they lose?
Really, we hadn't thought about that.
That's
we have in Chicago.
Rick, they've got both teams have a lot of experience with that latter one. Let's see which one has to experience that again tonight. Rick Jackson with WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland and Cheryl Ray Stout of WBEZ in Chicago. May the best team win. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Jeremy.